Om Shanti. In the Western world, there is a very beautiful treatise by the name Secretum Secretorum. So, this is a very beautiful book, but they say it is a pseudo-Aristotelian book because this book comprises of many letters written by Aristotle to his disciple Alexander. And this book depicts various aspects. It tells you about magic, it tells you about medicine, it tells you about astronomy, it tells you about physiognomy, it tells you about everything that is there in the world, all the craft of the world, different about politics. Almost each and every topic is covered in this book. Secrets about alchemy, secret about medicinal herbs, secret about gems, secret about pearls, secret about diamonds. So this book is known by this name, Secret of Secret. Actually, people say that this is not English book and it's not written by Aristotle, but it's an Arabic book. And it is a translation of Arabic book. Because Aristotle was about 300 years before Christ, and the first edition of the book was published in 10th century, first in Latin and later on in different languages. At present, this is widely read book all over the world, has been translated into different languages. The name of the book is Secretum Secretorium, and the literary translation is Secret of Secrets. You know, wherever there is secret, whenever we hear certain words like, it is secret, all of a sudden we become intrigued. All of a sudden we become excited to know what is it. What secret? Even if, for example, there is one story and everything is unrevealed, only at the climax, only at the end of the story, you get to know everything. That time you are excited about it. So whenever there are such words like clandestine, secret, esoteric, mystery, you are more, all the more excited. So in yesterday's Murli also, Baba discussed about 8 secrets. Each of those 8 secrets are so beautiful. Each of those 8 secrets are so intriguing. Each of those 8 secrets have some special quality that you want to know more about it. So what are those secrets? Let us dive deep into this Murli. The first secret which Baba told in yesterday Murli is about the secret crown. Such a crown is unheard of. This is the crown of purity. Because you have adopted complete purity right now on the confluence age, you have got this secret crown. Nobody in this world has got such a crown. This is the most sacrosanct, most sacred crown, most pure crown, the holiest of the holy crown, you get. But you get it only when you adopt purity. And all those who have adopted complete purity have got this secret crown of purity. So this is a secret crown and which we have got now. Let's preserve it. And this is the most, you know, resplendent crown. It's a shining, beaming all the time, radiant crown. Without weight, it's very lightweight also. You don't feel the weight. It is invisible crown. It is lightweighted crown. It's such a beautiful crown. So, always keep this crown on your head. This is the crown of purity. The greatest crown of this planet Earth. Then second, Baba has talked about secret journey. This journey is a journey which you have to undertake within you. It's not the journey, it has nothing to do with going outside somewhere. It's completely inner journey. Here, you see, you pass through four time periods. The first period is the eternal period, Anadikal. In that eternal period, you see yourself. This is actually, you can convert this into a yoga drill. Probably, we already do that. But now, since Baba said that yesterday, now we have to do it consciously throughout the day. Create a spiritual drill of these four forms. First form, your eternal period, where you see yourself in the supreme abode, in that soul world, in that incorporeal world, in that land of peace, in that land of liberation, in that Brahmalok, you see yourself and you see that you are shining there. Your shine is more than any of the stars which are there. Baba has given example of stars. Baba said, just as when you look at the firmament, you see that in that sky, there is particular star which is shining more than the others. In the similar manner, since you have adopted complete purity, whilst in the Paramdham, whilst in the Supreme Abode, your splendor, your radiance, your illuminance is more than all other stars. That is one. Second, you are more nearer to the Father. These are the two things you have to imagine. You have to visualize. You have to see. You have to feel. You have to experience being in that stage of Paramdham with complete purity. That is the first period. Second is the beginning period. Adikal. When you were a deity. That time also you were so lovely. Such a purity, such personality, such royalty. No soul in the world, no soul in the cycle of 5,000 years ever had such purity, such royalty, such purity. Which you had, whilst in that period when you were deity. Imagine the complete vista of, the entire divine vista of Satyug, the entire panorama. You see how the planes are descending down, how the planes are ascending, how the deities are sitting, what they are drinking, what they are eating, what mountains, what sky, what stars, what beauty, what scenery. What birds, what hills, what mountains, what rivers, what lake, what streams, what beautiful scenario of nature is there. Feel as if you are there. Get catapulted. Get transformed. Get transported into that world. That realm of purity. That beginning period of your life. When you begin. Baba has asked repeatedly in this Murli, do you remember? Do you remember? The first thing to say is that I don't remember. Baba, I don't remember. You remind me. Because I don't remember, so many births have passed. Let me remember now. You know, this is a good experience. You begin with this. Baba, I'm not remembering anything. You are saying that I was deity, but I don't remember. But now you are saying, let me remember. Since you are saying, you cannot be wrong. You are right and I believe in you. And that's why let me try to remember. Let me go back. Go back in my previous lives. Go back, much back, 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 back. Yes, now I see. This is me in that Rajya Sabha. In those, I see those palaces. I see those grandeur. I see that beauty. I see that grandiosity. Everything. The unearthly beauty. The unheard of purity. I see now. So, go to the That is the beginning period. Then come to the middle period. In the middle period also you have worship worthy soul. Look at your devotees, how they are doing your worship, puja. Look at your pictures and compare your pictures with those pictures of the world. They might be maybe of the religious founders. They might be the actors. They might be great souls of the world. But your picture, each and every picture of yours, has got such spark of purity in it, such splendor, such attraction. Worldly pictures do not have, because the attraction is of purity. So, go back to the middle age and feel yourself. Then come to the last final period of Sangam Yuga. Here you have got Paramatma Prem, you have got love, you have got study, you have got this Srimat, you have got this godly sustenance, you have got godly Varsa, inheritance. Now, you are the first creation. So imagine, visualize, see. So this is the secret journey each one of us has to undertake. Not only in the morning, not only in the Numasham, evening yoga, but throughout the day, many times. Go on this secret journey. See yourself sometimes here, sometimes there, playing different parts throughout the cycle. Third is the secret mirror. Baba said, check yourself in the mirror to what extent, what is the percentage of my purity. And the mirror is Murli, and the mirror is Gyan, and the mirror is your clean mind. Check there. See yourself. Mirror is Srimat. mirror is Brahma Baba's life. How he lived, what he spoke, what he saw, what he did, what were his behavior, connections, everything. His dreams, his feelings, his emotions, his vritti, his drishti, everything. The secret mirror. Fourth is signs of purity. Baba has talked about three different signs of pure purity. Drishti, vritti and kriti. What is your drishti? Is your drishti soul conscious drishti? Or it is body conscious drishti? Remember Sunday's Murli. What did Baba say about body conscious vision? It's maha, maha, maha paap. It's a great, great, great sin. It's a golden deer. It's a maya of the golden deer. It's as if you are stretching your line of sin. You are increasing the burden of sin. You are making even that soul estranged from Father. You yourself get alienated, but you are making that soul also separate from Father. You are distancing yourself and that other soul away from Father because of this body conscious dahik drishti. So, first drishti is soul conscious, vritti is filled of pure good wishes and pure feelings. And third is kriti. In the kriti, the most important thing Baba said, give happiness, take happiness. Do not take sorrow and do not give sorrow. And here Baba has explained at length why you are so habituated to take sorrow, to become sorrowful, to become unhappy, to stay unhappy, to sink into that ocean of despondency. This, why you are doing? Baba is asking the question. Look at Brahma Babas. Did he ever take sorrow? Because if you take sorrow, you become distressed. A good exercise is to find out what are the things in my life that make me sorrowful. You can take this as a homework. What are the triggers for sorrow? What are the triggers for misery? What are the triggers for unhappiness? What are the triggers for despondency? What are the triggers for depression? What are the things once they pop up? They have to make me unhappy. What are the triggers? What are those things? What are those Philip? What are the stimuli? Once they come, they have to make me unhappy. Invariably, I sink into ocean of despondency. And it is very difficult every time to come out of despair then. What is that trigger? Is it a person? Is it a place? Is it time? Is it some relationship? Is it some object? Is it some facility? Is it some worldly success? What is it? Search. Ransack each and every corner of the mind and find out what is that thing which makes me unhappy. Everybody has to do a work on this. Everybody has to do a research on this. Why I become unhappy? Baba uses the word taking sorrow. Why do I absorb sorrow? Why do I soak sorrow? Which is that thing which is in my brain, mind, sanskar, or it has become a habit and I feel restless unless and until somebody gives me unhappiness? Why such a deeper attachment to unhappiness? Probably we do love unhappiness somewhere, in some corner of the mind. That's why we are desiring it so much, and that's why when it comes we don't feel at ease unless and until we are unhappy. Sorrow addiction. This is also an addiction. It's also a sort of addiction. So, signs do not take happiness, unhappiness. The treatment Baba suggested is, think of yourself as God of tolerance or Goddess of tolerance. He has just mentioned one, but elsewhere he has mentioned many things. And in short, he has also said, just work on this I, meh. Link it with Sapsoman. Just as you have linked Mera, just as you linked my with Baba, in the similar manner, link I with some self-respect. Baba has given few examples, like I am world benefactor, I am a great soul, or I claim the throne, whatever. So, you have to link, because this I, it takes you up, it takes you down. it, the moment the eye is soul conscious, body conscious, it will, your journey will begin. It will take you to the abyss of unhappiness. You need not to go there to that abyss of unhappiness. And if it is in the upper direction, soul conscious, the same eye will take you to the summit, the zenith of happiness. On one side is the abyss, another side is the zenith. This is the summit of happiness, this is the zenith, this is the abyss of unhappiness. But who will take you? Main, this I. This is going out, this works in both directions. Now it is upon us where we are taking it. Where we are becoming self-victimized, inferiority complex, where we are blaming people, he has done that, he, she has done that, blame game. This is the most often played game in the world. You know, most played game in the world. It's not cricket or football. It is blame game. Everybody enjoys it. The moment something wrong happens in my life, he is responsible. He should change himself. Finger pointing. Blame game. Or, when you are not playing blame game, you play self-victimization. You start playing victim card. It's because of me. I am responsible. I am not good. I am like that. So two games. You should play game of... What game you should play? Game of happiness. Game of bliss. Game of... spiritual drills. Game of... titles. Game of gyan. So... Science. What makes me unhappy? Work on that. What makes me to blame others? Work on that. What are my self-victimization things? Why do I play the victim card? Work on that. And how can I take this I? How can I change the course of this I? The I which is going down, I have to take it up now. Because for 63 birth, this I was making me down and down and down. I was going up, downhill. Now let me go uphill. To go uphill is definitely an uphill task. But yes, it can be done. Then the next secret is the secret of two words. What are those two words? Ready, ever ready and suddenly. Suddenly what things can happen in my life? And will I be able to remain stable? Suddenly you see that whatever factory or whatever office you have, it's gone. Suddenly you see your house has been decimated to pieces. Suddenly you have seen your whole estate, whatever you have earned, in 1 second shattered to smithereens. Everything is gone, devastated. Will you be able to remain stable? All that what you think is yours is no more yours. You are, rather than becoming from beggar to prince, you become prince to beggar, now in the confluence age. In the worldly terms, of course. Now everything is there, next day nothing would be there. Are you prepared? Ever ready? And suddenly, what all things can happen, suddenly make a list of that. And will I be able to remain stable? If suppose there is a sudden outbreak of some disease, an epidemic, if suppose there is a sudden natural calamities, sudden earthquake, sudden scarcity of water, famine. Anything can happen. We never know. We are going and suddenly we meet with an accident. We have not died, but leg is gone. Look at that Anurima Sinha. You know, she was traveling from Lucknow to Delhi, Padmavati Express. She was sitting and then certain thieves came, robbers, and they tried to snatch her jewelry. And in that tussle, she was thrown off the railway compartment. And she fell down on another railway compartment and a train came and crushed her leg. And there were pelvic injuries, leg injuries, ligament injuries and everything. She was bleeding like hell. And for a moment, she couldn't know what is happening. And then she was rushed to the AIIMS hospital. There she was amputated. And she was in the bed for months together, sinking into depression. But suddenly she got an inspiration, no, I should not. And she decided, no, this is not going to be the way. I have to do something else. And she mustered up her courage. and decided that I have to climb Everest. She is the first woman, amputee woman, to climb the Mount Everest. She did not despair. She did not went back into doldrums. But she pulled her out of that sorrow and suffering, of that depression, and she did what nobody did. What enthusiasm, what courage. Such a thing can happen. She was a national player, volleyball player. But such, see the turn of destiny. So such anything can happen in life. We have to remain stable or prepared. Preparedness. We are here. Right now we don't know whether we will go back. I remember 5-6 years back, one lady had come for Baba Milan, one sister, one mother rather, and she had come from Mauritius. She came here, and whilst coming, she told her son, I am going to Madhuban, I will not come back. That was her prophetic vision. I don't know why she said that. Later on, much later we got to know. She came in the mount over here, she was staying in Pandavon. Suddenly one morning, the next day was Baba Milan. The morning she had something and she got unconscious. She was rushed to the hospital. We saw her, we intubated her, she was on ventilator, but later on died. Yes, mother. So anything can happen, we never know. Whether we will go back to our place or not, we don't know. So, two words, work on them. Next is experiment. Baba said, do this experiment of power of silence, first on yourself, then on others. First, try to make yourself calm and quiet. That quietude you need to strike upon. And then only we can, amongst upheaval, where there is upheaval, there is a hulchal, there is everything going against the grain and there is a voice and commotion. In that moment, make yourself calm, quiet, in a second. This is the experiment you have to do, a spiritual experiment. Each one of us has to do. This is the secret experiment. Next is rays. Spread rays of Sakash. Kirne. Souls are unhappy. Souls are peaceless. Baba has given example of Prakriti, nature. Look at that sun. Those sun rays, they dry up water and they shower water from clouds. That sun makes night and day. In the similar manner, can't you do this? Baba has asked this question many times. You also do this. You spread your vibration. Just as during the establishment of the yajna, Bab Dadas gave them experience. Come to this yajna. Happiness and peace. And now you also give. So this is the secret experiment. Then is the seventh. Seventh is rays. Then the last, here Baba is talking with the party, five rivers. I don't know how five, there were six there. There were six. Baba said five rivers, but parties were six. Nepal, Bengal, Bihar. Oh, you double, so that becomes seven then. No, here in while talking with eastern turn, Baba said rivers. Okay, that's a separate thing. So Baba has said here, Prize of Swaparivartan, self-transformation, and prize of newness. Do something new now. You have done this service of spreading voice, awaz. Now do something new. Then you get the prize. If you want the prize of newness. So this is the eighth secret. Bring something new. In everything, jiva ideas, gyan yog, dharna seva, bring newness in everything. So these are the eight secretum secretorum. First was secret crown, second secret journey, secret mirror, secret science of purity, secret words of purity, secret two words, secret experiment, secret rays, and secret prize. Okay, so revise this Murli, reflect on this Murli, read it, reread it, discuss it, take out some homework, do some churning, do some writing work, go in silence, think about it, churn it, understand it, cogitate on it, meditate on it, convert this entire Murli into a drill, do experiment, eat it, drink it, whatever, hear it, discuss everything, so that it becomes the very part and parcel of your soul. Om Shanti.